I'm very happy now to welcome back to the program Nina Stively. She is with the Española Valley Humane Society. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having me.
So it's kitten season, huh?
It is. It sure is. It started early and it hasn't stopped.
Oh, heavens. So what's happening over at the at Española?
We are just getting boxfuls of kittens. Every morning we get to the shelter and we have an overnight drop box where people can leave animals anonymously. And it's pretty much a guarantee that there's going to be at least a litter of kittens there, that people will be bringing cats and kittens throughout the day. In July, it's pretty typical for us to receive between 10 and 20 animals in the shelter every single day.
And, oh my goodness.
And this time of year, we're looking at 3/4 of those being kittens.
Wow. Yes. So when you have that many kittens, you've got adoption events.
Yes, we do. We actually are hosting the largest cat adoption event in New Mexico this weekend. It's called the Santa Fe Kitten Festival. We've been doing it for 6 years running, and we're expecting about 120 cats and kittens to be at this adoption fair.
And the cuteness is so overwhelming.
Right, exactly. It's pretty hard to say no to a kitten. I mean, whether or not you're a cat person, you can't really argue with the fact that kittens are pretty adorable.
Yeah, and cats, if you're not allergic to them and everything, they're wonderful. Wonderful pets.
Yes, yeah. I mean, they're a lot more low maintenance than dogs. They're great for folks who maybe have a busier work schedule or travel a lot. Cats are happy to see you when you're there and probably don't miss you too much when you're there.
Exactly. Now, you've got cats coming in not only from the Española area, but all over the place.
Right. So for this event, it started to build up a reputation that the animals that go to this event are very likely to be adopted. So we have the large number of the animals are coming from Española Valley Humane, coming from our shelter. But we have shelters around the state who, unfortunately, are so full that they do euthanize perfectly healthy, beautiful kittens because they don't have a place to put them. So we're inviting shelters that are at risk of doing that to come to this event. So we've got kittens coming from Carlsbad, Las Cruces, Las Lunas, Gallup. All over the state, basically, are coming out to this event to try and find homes for their babies, too.
Meanwhile, whatever happened to spaying your female cat?
Right. I think a big part of the challenge is people don't realize that when they feed that stray cat, that cat probably is not fixed, it's not vaccinated, and whether or not it's having kittens under your shed, it's probably having kittens under somebody else's shed. So one cat becomes 5 cats, becomes 20 cats very quickly. So, you know, feeding that stray becomes a problem very, very, very fast.
And a lot of people are feeding strays.
Yes. And I think that people are starting to understand a little bit more how important it is to spay and neuter your own pets. We're making progress in that area. But stray cats are a big source of the strays and the surrenders and the number of kittens that we receive every year.
And so is there a program to deal with stray cats? And I mean, I think there was some kind of catch, spay, and release or something like that.
Yes, right now in Española we have a program called Mission Meow, and it's funded by a private donor, and it covers spay and neuter of feral cats, and it's partially funded with PetSmart Charities assistance as well. And we offer a trap. You can fix those animals and re-release them out into the community. And the idea is that, you know, an ecosystem only has so much food for a number of species. So if you're putting a bowl of food out, or if there's, you know, 20 mice that come to your grain pile every day, that's only going to sustain so many cats. So if those cats that are at that area where the food source exists are fed and they are healthy and they are fixed, they're going to ward off other cats. They're going to limit the population. It's a self-limiting population once they are spayed and neutered.
How do they limit the population of unfixed cats?
Essentially, they defend their own food source. So they keep them from coming back. They are not as welcoming to cats that are outside of their colony. So in that case, the food supply is limited to those other cats, and then they are not able to reproduce as effectively.
And so are those programs beginning to catch on?
Yes, there's a lot of programs like that throughout the state and throughout the country. It's becoming more popular. People are realizing that essentially trapping and just euthanizing these wild or feral cats is not a solution. There's so many cats out there, you'll never get ahead of it. And if the food source still exists, the cats are going to still exist. You're never going to eliminate the cats, so your best bet is going to be to reduce their ability to reproduce.
And of course, cats, as we've discussed on this program on more than one occasion, are responsible for the deaths of a lot of songbirds and other kinds of wildlife.
They are, and so if you really want to address that, your best bet, it sounds strange, but is to keep the predator chain intact. So you've got these cats that are going to stay there. They're less likely to be predatory because they're not feeding their families. They're staying in the same area. And ultimately, the number of cats is going to be reduced by a trap-neuter-release program, whereas just trapping in removing. It might initially help the number of songbirds in a certain area, but it's going to really deplete the sources in the end, because you've got so many more cats that are going to be able to reproduce with that food source.
So basically you put fixed, neutered, spayed, whatever cats back into their environment, they defend their territory, and then other cats have to go find someplace else.
And essentially the other cats are going to die off.
They're going to die off, and they'll be eaten by owls and coyotes.
Right.
A little less than an ecosystem. But let's go back to the cat kitten adoption event, which is this coming weekend. It's Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 5 at PetSmart in Santa Fe, which is right across from Target.
Right. And this is our fourth year in a row going there. And they're really, really supportive of us. So everybody who adopts a cat this weekend. So if it's kittens, they're $25 each or two for $40. Any cat over the age of five, there's no adoption fee. So you have the chance to go pick out a cat, have a new best friend, and that animal's already going to be spayed or neutered, vaccinated, dewormed, microchipped, and they're going to come with a carrier, a collar, food, and all sorts of goodies from PetSmart. So it's a great time to adopt. Yes.
That's amazing. That's a lot of service for a cat. And of course, can we just talk for 1 second about the wonder of older animals?
Yes, absolutely. I think that, you know, kittens, as cute as they are, you know, you got to be prepared for your drapes to get torn up a little bit. They're going to wake you up at night. Although if you adopt two of them at once, maybe that won't happen as much because they'll entertain each other. But when you're looking at an older animal, I think that you've got an animal that's already house trained. They already know who they are. You know how big they are. You know what their personality is like. There's not going to be a whole lot of surprises with an older animal. And we have lots and lots of cats who are just totally wonderful cats and just need a second chance.
Kittens and Cats at the 6th Annual Santa Fe Kitten Festival, Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 10 to 4 at PetSmart in Santa Fe, which is right across from Target on Zafirano. Nina Stively is with the Española Valley Humane Society. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
And they can be found on the web at evalleyshelter.org.